So it's Timbo with you, and I'm introducing the final batch of local news and features in this part. We have some more coming up with Liz and myself, but with Uta and Kath, we've got four more stories for you. And Kath's headlines are:
go ahead for council's £2.3 million superfast broadband scheme, and a Stoke-on-Trent social club is banning new members.
And Uta's headlines.
And mine are all in the crime scene. It's the judge rules women need protecting from a girlfriend beater. And the other one is break-in rise in Staffordshire with 3,311 residential burglaries.
Okay, so over to Kath, who's going to do the first story for us.
Go ahead for council's £2.3 million superfast broadband scheme. Council leaders have agreed to launch a £2.3 million scheme to deliver faster internet for businesses and residents. Newcastle Borough Council's digital infrastructure project will see up to 50 kilometres of fibre cables installed in the town's urban core. Cabinet members approved the appointment of ITS Technology Group to deliver the fibre network following a procurement exercise which will allow the scheme to go ahead. Funding has come from Newcastle's £23.6 million town deal from the government. The fibre network will cover the town deal area between the M6 and the A500 and as far north as the A34 junction on the D Road. Community centres in this area will be connected to the network to create neighbourhood digital hubs for residents. A second phase of the project will see the appointment of an internet provider, which will connect individual residents and businesses to the network. Deputy Council Leader Stephen Sweeney, who is also portfolio holder for Finance, Town Centres and Growth, says this project will bring superfast broadband with gigabyte speeds, utilising the existing duct routes underneath our highways. There will also be the development of several digital hubs in our communities. Access to the gigabyte network will be made available as part of the overall project at sites such as the community centres or the museum. Deployment of a fibre network is expected to bring substantial benefits, enabling businesses and community digital connectivity in areas that are not being served by the commercial market, or where there is the potential to overcome digital exclusion. Council leader Simon Tagg welcomed the project moving forward, saying it could help make Newcastle a more attractive place to do business, as well as giving community centres a new lease of life. He said, "This is a really unique opportunity to get good fast internet connections, not only for residents but for businesses as well, as the world of business operates on online transactions. Having a fast, reliable connection is important for that, and Newcastle is the place to come and open your business." Newcastle's town deal is also funding regeneration projects in the town centre, Chesterton, Nutton and new bus services. Over to you.
Thank you. And I come in with: judge rules women need protecting from this Stoke-on-Trent girlfriend beater. Violent Nick Johnson has been jailed after he subjected two women to terrifying assaults. The 32-year-old, who has a history of violence against partners and ex-partners, punched and kicked one victim and then punched his new girlfriend 8 times. Now Johnson has been handed a 5-year extended jail sentence at Stoke-on-Trent Crown Court, as Judge Sally Hancox deemed him to be a danger to his partners and ex-partners. One of the relationships started in October 2022. Prosecutor Laura Cotton said there were some alcohol issues in the relationship. Some abuse led to her asking him to leave, and in the coming weeks he attended her address and she made it clear she did not want to be in a relationship with him. She said they did communicate daily, but she did not want to be in an intimate relationship. On February 16, in 2023, he called and asked if he could come over. He did come over in the early hours of February 17 and he stayed overnight. In the afternoon, her brother visited and they all had a drink. Her brother left. The defendant and the woman had an argument and she asked him to leave. He refused. He came towards her and started to punch and kick her. It was sudden. It was fast. There were multiple punches, and she screamed. The police attended, and the woman was taken to hospital. She had a cut lip in two places and swelling and bruising to her right eye and face. In a victim's statement, the woman said, "I am scared to sleep. I'm scared of people turning up at my address. I have asked the council for an exchange so I can move away from the area." Johnson assaulted his second victim on March the 22nd this year. Ms. Cotton added, "At 9:15 p.m. the defendant walked in through the front door. He walked to his victim in an aggressive manner and pulled back his right fist and launched it towards her. There were 8 punches. She did not think it would stop. The defendant was eventually removed from the property, and Johnson, of no fixed address, pleaded guilty to assault occasioning actual bodily harm and assault by beating on March 2022. Well, 22. He was convicted of assault occasioning, I can't say that word, occasioning actual bodily harm on February 17 last year. The offences placed him in breach of a 12-week suspended jail sentence he received in December 2023 for another assault on his second victim. Teresa Hunt, mitigating, said, "There is an entrenched pattern of alcohol misuse, the commission of violence against partners and then remorse by him. He's taking the alcohol blocker medication and there is the prospect of alcohol abstinence that will monitor his progress. He's remorseful. He's willing to acknowledge his shortcomings. There are medications by which he can have assistance and monitoring with the progress of that rehabilitation. He has put himself forward for this tug. With all these safeguarding measures in place that must reduce the potential of alcohol misuse, relapse and thus breaking the chain. He doesn't want to be in the chain anymore." Judge Hancock's acknowledged Johnson has a difficulty with alcohol. She told Johnson, "There's a significant risk of you committing further offences and causing serious harm. I'm satisfied that you do present such a risk for various reasons. Your violent offending, it is against existing or previous partners, and the probation service has deemed you to be a very high risk to that particular group. I do consider it necessary to impose an extended sentence to protect the public in the future. The extended sentence is made up of 4 years custody and an extended license period of 1 year. Johnson will serve 2/3 of the custodial element before he is eligible to be considered for release by the parole board with a rest on license." Over to you, Cass.
Stoke-on-Trent Social Club banning new members. A social club has cut its opening hours and is refusing to accept any new members after this weekend. Golden Hill Club is now in new premises after the old Golden Hill Working Men's Club was bulldozed and swallowed up by housing estate, but it is already closed on Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays due to a lack of members, and no new members will be enrolled in the future. The Mobley Road Club had been open from 4 p.m. on Mondays, 2 p.m. on Fridays and midday on Saturdays and Sundays, but the venue is now not opening until 2 p.m. on Sundays. In a social media message, the venue stated, "Having recently revised and renewed all new members, we have since this club reopened its doors earlier this year, we have made the decision to close membership enrolments. If you are wishing to make yourself a member or are on the fence about becoming a member at Golden Hill Club, we strongly advise you to head into the club as soon as possible before membership closes. We will not be accepting any new member enrolments at the club. A polite reminder that memberships must be carried at all times, and once memberships have closed, we will be checking memberships throughout the club. As always, thank you for all your continued support."
Burglaries have risen in the last 12 months. Hundreds more burglaries have been recorded in Staffordshire over the last 12 months compared to the previous year. a total of 3,311 residential burglaries, including failed attempts, were reported to Staffordshire Police in the year up to July 2024, up by 443, which equals to 15.4% on the previous 12 months. Senior officers say much of the increase related to burglaries of outbuildings, such as sheds or garages, and attempted burglaries. During the latest police public performance meeting, they told Police and Crime Commissioner Ben Adams that local burglary plans linked to a force-wide strategy were starting to reduce the figures. They also debunked the urban myth that officers do not attend burglaries, saying it was the force's normal practice to visit all burglary victims. Chief Constable Chris Noble said, "On the one hand, there's definitely been an increase, but on the other hand, probably our most dramatic increase has been with outbuildings as opposed to someone's actual dwelling. But considering what people keep in outbuildings, bikes, cars, critical machinery, items of sentimental value, even if it may not be someone breaking through the front door of your home, it can still be massively impactive." Chief Superintendent Emily Clark told the meeting that some of the increase could be attributed to preventative measures such as ring doorbells, which allowed residents to see attempted burglaries at their homes. She explained the force's approach to tackling burglaries, which has involved bespoke local plans, targeted patrols and partnership working. Chief Superintendent Clark said, "It is a real key area for us to target, particularly around the county, where we are seeing that increase. Each of our local police teams has now bespoke burglary plans, and that's linked to a force-wide strategy that identifies the key areas of concern, the key people who we know are repeat offenders and also repeat victims. We've seen some really good results in the last 6 or 8 weeks. For example, in Tamworth, we had a spate of outbuilding burglaries, and after putting some dedicated resources in that area through an intelligence-led approach, we've now reduced that to zero." So Mr. Noble added that there was no truth to the commonly held belief that officers do not routinely attend reported burglaries. He said that is not the case, and it will not be the case in Staffordshire. "The vast majority of burglaries we will be attending unless there's a really clear reason not to do." Mr. Adams said this was a cause of frustration during the election. "People saying you're not attending this or that. And that may be the case elsewhere in the county or country. But it's not the case here. It's quite important, and we get the message across to people around the practice here. Neighbourhood crime as a whole in Staffordshire has fallen by 3.5%, with 9,655 offences recorded over the last 12 months. Theft from motor vehicles fell by 19.4% to 1,901, while personal robbery decreased to 728, which is a 7.3% drop.
So many thanks for that. Keep listening, because we have Uta's one and only Snippets coming up next.